Go, Baba. Matthew.
Morning is breaking here in Sirigu in Katsina Nankana district. It is a beautiful, peaceful area. As far as the eye can see, the land is covered with dry grass and baobab trees. The herders are walking their cattle while the children go to school, some on bicycles, down the dusty road. Hard to think that only a year ago, Sirigu was known for killing babies born with deformities or for those whose parents died shortly after their birth because of a traditional belief that such children are possessed by demons and will bring bad luck down on their families and as such should be removed.
Well, this is hereditary. When we were not even born, grandparents were not even born. We've come to meet it as a custom.
Naba Henry Amenga Itego is the chief of Kandiga, one of seven chiefs in this town. He explains to me the origin of the practice.
They had children they suspected to be spirit children, and they kill him or her.
What were the things that you looked out for to say that this child is possessed?
Maybe with abnormal actions or deformity in any child. Then they suspect that it's not a normal child. Or maybe he has some extraordinary behaviors. Then they go out to the fortune teller or the soothsayer to go and clarify or testify.
Aposelise is a dark, strong-willed 36-year-old woman who has never been to school. She gave birth to a daughter who had no legs. And despite pressure from the community, she was determined that her child should live. And she asked for help from a British charity which helps kids in the three regions up north called AfriKids.
I gave birth to this child at a clinic. After giving birth, I saw that my husband was not happy after seeing the child. In fact, my husband insisted the child is a spirit child and wanted to kill her. So the midwife got in touch with AfriKids. They took custody of the child at first and looked after all her expenses. When I got my child back, every night my husband and his people tried to kill her, but I stayed awake. 3 years now, my husband does still not love the child. There is no love. He has taken another woman. My neighbors also mock me. They tell me that my child is not able to walk and has no future. But she is my child, and God gave her to me. I cannot kill my child, who I have kept in my womb for 9 months.
When it is decided that a child should die, a traditional healer is called in to prepare a portion of poisonous herbs. They are called concoction men or executioners. When the children are dead, their bodies are buried outside the village in an area known as the Evil Forest. So I'm climbing to the top of the hill. This is where the children in the past were brought after they've been killed in the home. They were brought to be buried here. This place was believed to be possessed with evil spirit. So I'm on top of the hill now. It's just some trees and stones. I've been talking to a native of this town. He climbed the mountain with me. What's your name, sir?
Hamagidio. This is one of the graves. This is a grave? This is a grave.
It's covered with a stone.
Yep.
And how do they do it?
What they used to do is that they will bring the body. They say that child doesn't deserve proper burial. So they'll bring the child on top of this mountain. Then they will dig a little bit, place the child there. Then they'll put the stones over the body.
You have recovered some skulls before?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. A brother of mine came from Accra. This would be about, that guy is dead now. This would be about 4 or 5 years ago. He came down here and he wanted to testify that people who were believed to be spiritual children were actually buried here. So in our attempts, we brought skulls and we brought human bones out.
Well, times are changing. And that is what I heard from some of the villagers at the market square.
No one has come to report that there has been any incident of such a thing. Mm. So I think a lot has changed.
What do you think is accounting for this change?
I think it's through the mass education, the campaigns that have been going on, and I think people are aware that there's nothing like a spirit child. There may be malformation, and that's all about it.
Sirigu has denounced killing of spirit children, but same cannot be said for other communities in this region. We're on our way to Bongo, which is about an hour drive from here, to meet the paramount chief of the area, Bonaba Lemyarum Baba Salifut Atamale.
He is a tall and graceful man, dressed in a blue and white smock. He gives me a warm welcome to his palace, which is a sprawling compound, part of which is used for official business.
In my community, you know, some of the families who desert these children, they try to, you know, get rid of them by killing them. You know, there are people who we call the fetish priests, and they believe that they are strong enough to get rid of these children.
It appears that from what you're saying, the perception is still quite strong in your community.
Very, very strong. Very, very strong. We need to do a very serious educational drive, that is to get people out of that perception.
Although there is a police station in Bongo, the only recorded arrest so far for the alleged killing of a baby came about as a result of an investigation done by a journalist in Sirigu earlier this year. Ghana's constitution prohibits all forms of harmful cultural practices, but killing of infants is yet to receive large-scale attention. And thinking about those dead babies buried in their unnamed graves in the former Evo Forest, you wonder why.